This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Issues 2025. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Exploration Place President and CEO Adam Smith. Welcome to Issues 2025, sir.
Morning, Steve.
Nice to have you with us. You know, I noticed there's a lot of construction underway on the museum's grounds. Went by there the other day. Can you bring us up to date on what's new, what's going on over there with all the earth moving and whatnot?
You bet. It's a very exciting time at Exploration Place. We've actually been under construction for more than a year, but it's really sprung to life in the last month or so. What we're doing is we're developing 6.5 acres on the southeast side of Exploration Place, and we're creating what is planned to be the most amazing playground that you can imagine. And we broke ground in June of 2024, and there's been this whole period of time, there's just a lot of earth moving going on and laying conduit, and it's not very exciting. But in the past month, what's happened is all the play equipment has arrived. It's all come from Europe, actually. We have two vendors in Denmark and one in Germany. So we've been through this whole process of worrying about tariffs, but finally we got the stuff here. And it's so exciting for me and my board and our whole team, because we've been working on this project for about 4 years and doing a lot of fundraising. And we're in that final phase now where some really exciting play equipment is being installed. And we're on track to finish by the end of November, early December. So it's entering the final phase of construction now.
And one of the things you're bringing in is you're bringing the rocket in, right?
Yeah.
And I bet you that's getting you a lot of talk because there are those of us who used to set our kids play in the rocket down in Sim Park.
It is. The overlying theme to the whole project is Kansas, like this place that we live and we're proud to be part of. There are going to be 10 individual playgrounds, each of them themed on some dimension of Kansas. So there's a bison, there's a Flint Hills area, there's a sunflower area, etc. But we knew from day one that aviation was going to be a big feature, because we're the air capital of the world. And Textron Aviation came on board as one of the financial supporters of this vision. So we've got some awesome airplanes in there. We've got a Cessna Citation Longitude and a beautiful old Beech Staggerwing. But we wanted to have some other dimensions of aviation. And our designers came up with parachutes and hot air balloons, but as soon as the people around me started seeing this rocket in the design, they're like, we got to have a rocket, because everybody went nostalgic about the rocket in Riverside Park. And clearly that piece of play equipment, you know, made a difference to two or three generations of kids in this community. And it's actually speaks to the power of play, actually, just how, you know, I'm seeing people like literally go misty-eyed in front of me. So it, as we went through our design, we just thought, okay, we got to do the rocket. And that's going to be, I think, the most visible feature of our playscape, because it sits up tall. We've very deliberately placed it on a bank. It'll be visible from lots of different places around the city. It'll be lit up at night.
But is that something you have to custom made? Rockets don't exist everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this whole development actually is custom made.
Yeah.
It should be amazing. We set the goal that we wanted to work with the best play manufacturers in the world, and we started with a long list of about a dozen. We interviewed, we took designs, and we selected these three companies in Europe. And I gotta say, it's been an absolute joy working with designing play equipment is a real skill. Just thinking into the mind of kids and how they're gonna walk up to something and interact with it, and to do that in a way that is safe, because we've got a lot of considerations to make sure kids can't fall and break limbs and things like that.
Yes.
But it is all custom, one of a kind stuff that's themed to our community.
Well, is this only if you pay an admission and come into the
yeah space? We're going to have a fence around the playscape.
Okay.
As we got into the project, we had some security. We want to keep it secure from vandalism from the outside, but also we heard from parents that because of our location, we're near roads, we're near rivers, they want the assurance that their kids are going to be safe. So it is going to be fenced, and it's going to be part of the admission ticket to Exploration Place. Now, we're not putting the price up, and we're not adding an upcharge for this. It's just Exploration Place gets bigger. And I do want to say that I know that because we have an admission charge, sometimes people are concerned that people that are in financial need can't come to Exploration Place. But we do have a lot of programs to help with that. 26,000 people came to Exploration Place for free last year, and we'll continue programs like that to make sure it's accessible to everybody.
Wow. Now, let's talk about, I always talk about this anyway, the attendance numbers. What are your attendance numbers looking at this year?
We've been doing great, actually. I arrived here just at the end of 2019, and unfortunately, my first year at Exploration Place was catastrophically bad for attendance because we had a pandemic, and we were closed for 106 days, and nobody wanted to come to a hands-on science museum when everyone's worried about COVID. But since then, the attendance has been tremendous. The last 2 years, we've had more than 400,000 people come to Exploration Place each year, and we'd never hit that number before. So at this point, we're outperforming big science museums like Science City up in Kansas City, and that's a real testament to my team. I've done a great job with creative programming and exhibits and marketing, and we're flying high right now.
A glance at your webpage reveals a pretty busy calendar. I'd like to talk a little bit about some of your events that they're planned for the next few months. Tell me about Drone Light Festival.
Yeah, I drove over to the studio this morning to meet you, Steve, I was having a conference call about the drone show, and we were working on the music, because this is an event that we've done four times already. So if any of your listeners are not familiar, it's a special event over 3 days in early October where we put a big drone formation in the sky. The first year we did it, we had 200 drones. Last year we had 300, and this year we're going to have 400 drones. And it's been, I think, our most popular event in recent years. We've been typically selling out all the tickets. And I think it's hard to describe in words because it's such a visual event, but it's really magical to see the drones, the way they fly. It's almost like fluid in the sky somehow. So we're getting excited. We're doing the event again this year. But the reason we were having this conference call about music is for the first time, we're doing it to live music this year. So the previous years we've had a pre-recorded track. This year we've got an amazing string quartet that are coming in, and they're going to play the music of John Williams. So if you're familiar with him, he's the greatest composer of movie scores in history.
Yeah.
So the musicians are going to play music from Harry Potter, E.T., Star Wars, Jurassic Park, Close Encounters, Raiders of the Lost Ark, etc. These great movie scores that everyone's familiar with the music. And we'll be having images in the sky that the drones are going to make. So hopefully this will come together into a really unique visual spectacle, and the fans of all those of all those movie series will get some enjoyment too.
What is RiverFlix?
RiverFlix is something actually used to happen at Exploration Place before I came, and then we made it's a free movie night, and we used to do it by projecting on the building, and then some changes were made to the building that meant we couldn't do that anymore. But I always thought it was a really good name, like RiverFlix. Okay, yeah, I think that's a movie by the river. And when we built a new amphitheater that opened last October, I always wanted to bring RiverFlix back and have a free movie night. And so we've been doing it every Friday evening at sunset since April, and I have been blown away by the attendance we've had. It's been really amazing, actually. Communities really enjoys coming out, watching a free movie. This week it's Frozen. We've had a lot of luck with the animated Disney kind of movies and the musicals. Like good family-friendly movies have really worked for us. So we've got this giant inflatable screen, which I was a bit nervous about at first because, like, won't an inflatable screen like move in the wind or whatever? But this thing has been amazing. It's even in a 20-mile-an-hour wind, it's been rock solid. Great projection surface.
My wife and I and another couple were down there for a Friday night on a beautiful evening, and it was something. That's really a great thing.
Actually, one of the things that's happened as we've gone through this year, we also bring four or five food trucks out on the Friday evening. And initially we did that just for the people coming to watch the movie. But what's happened is that because people now know that every Friday evening there's going to be food trucks down there, even when the movie's playing now, there's a couple of hundred people like enjoying the food trucks and the ambience. And I think some of the evenings, when we've hit like perfect weather and a beautiful sunset and the flames on the Keeper of the Plains, there's been a few of the evenings, it's been really special down there. And I think, like, maybe a little lesson for Wichita that our river and the riverfront environment can be a really special place for families, for tourism, etc. Sure. So we're definitely encouraged to keep going with all that.
You're listening to Issues 2025 on the Odyssey radio stations, and our guest is Exploration Place President and CEO Adam Smith. Tell me about, what is Sip and Build?
Sip and Build is something we've been running for a couple of years now. It's an adult event, so the sip does include an alcoholic beverages.
Okay.
You know, Lego has really taken off as a brand, not just with kids, but there's a lot of adults making Lego now. So the concept with Sip and Build is basically come and build a Lego kit. Usually we've got three choices of the kit you can build. It's all included in the prize. I think your first drink's included in the prize as well. And it's been really popular. We've had a lot of repeat attendees from that. We get really good survey results. And so the adults really like that.
We're coming up in time for Halloween, the Boo Fest.
Yeah, that's
what's the Boo Fest?
That's much more over on the traditional audience for Exploration Place, the families. Boo Fest is, we try and tune our programming to the seasons and to what's on people's minds. And obviously Halloween's a big, big family time. So Boo Fest, we keep the price very affordable on that one. We want to fill Exploration Place with exciting activities, do some science, do some candy. So it's just a good activity-driven Halloween event.
What's Shop and Grub?
Shop and Grub is actually not run by Exploration Place.
Oh, okay.
There's it's technically a rental, but it's something that I really support. It's been run in a few different places, but it's an opportunity for people to come, and there's usually about 40 vendors and about 10-15 food trucks come in, and it's kind of like a farmer's market vibe, but it's a little bit less about the food and more about people that do crafty things, and you know, candles and carvings. Sure. and things like that. And it's been very popular. There's usually 2,000 or 3,000 people come out to Shop and Grub events. So Ooh. I've been very happy to have it. And I think we're a good location for something like that, because we've got a lot of parking right there. Mm-hmm. And that takes place monthly.
Tell us about middle school takeover. What's that?
This is a new one. One of the things I love is I've got a very creative staff, and they came to me with an event concept and said, we want to do middle school takeover and have an event where parents can drop off their middle schoolers and we'll look after them, and have an evening where they can run around Exploration Place, have some fun activities to do some good science, socialize in a controlled environment, so they're not going to run absolutely wild. We actually, we've got some trained educators that help to manage the whole thing. So this is the first time for us. We'll see how it goes. But basically, an event specially designed for middle schoolers.
Oh, I don't envy you on middle schoolers. That's just my personal prejudice. Tell me about Riverside Yoga.
That's another one, like Riverflix, that is an activation of the new amphitheater, the Wichita Foundation Amphitheater that we built last year. It takes place every Saturday morning. It's at 9 o'clock and it's free. Anyone can come down, bring a yoga mat. And it's really been amazing to see at times more than 100 people doing community yoga together. So we've partnered with the YMCA on it, and thank you to the area YMCA for providing an instructor every Saturday morning. It's been fun to see the attendance and see the use of the space by the community. For me, I left work recently, and there was someone in the amphitheater doing yoga on his own, and I really love that, because it was like, now this is the place in Wichita where it's okay to do yoga.
Yoga?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's not going to be too long before Christmas shows up. Tell us about the Gingerbread Village.
Well, that's a family favorite. That's been going on for, I think, more than 15 years at Exploration Place. The opportunity to come and build a gingerbread house. So we provide all the pieces and parts that you need to make the gingerbread house. And that's definitely, for some families in this community, become a tradition where they come down, build their gingerbread house. And it's often been a way of kicking off the holiday season. For various reasons, last year we had to hold it a little bit earlier than normal. And I'm really glad this year we've brought it right back into where it should be in the calendar. And looking forward to that event.
I want to backtrack for just a little bit. We're talking about the attendance, and you're saying you're up around 400,000 or more.
Yeah.
Where does that rank Exploration Place with the other one or two big attendance thing? Yeah, I know the zoo is number one.
Yeah, the zoo is number one in the Wichita market and number one in Kansas. Yeah. And Exploration Place is number two in the Wichita market and in Kansas in terms of a visitor attraction.
Wow. Okay. It's very impressive to me. How about 12 drinks of Christmas?
Yes. well, this is another adults-only event.
Oh, yeah.
It's basically, you know, this was actually influenced a little bit by my own personal background. I worked in San Diego for a while, and there was a big holiday event in Balboa Park, which is the big civic park in San Diego. And they had this really, what I thought was this really awesome experience where at Christmas time, you could go into like this garden and drink the holiday drinks from around the world. And I realized that every nation has got its own spin on what a holiday drink is. You know, in Germany, they drink Glühwein, and in Ireland, they drink Irish coffee, and so on and so forth.
Sure.
And so when I came to Exploration Place, I actually said, let's try an event where we do that. And we went, I'm not clever enough to come up with brilliant names like 12 Drinks of Christmas. I think one of the staff came up with that, which I thought was brilliant. I think this year is the fourth year we've done it, and it's sold out every single year. People really love the concept. So you get a little passport, and we'll take you around the world, and you can visit 12 countries and have 12 different holiday themed drinks.
What year did Exploration Place open?
It opened in the year 2000, so this past April we celebrated the 25th anniversary of Exploration
Place. All right, that's good. My high school class held a graduation banquet, reunion banquet at Exploration Place, and it was a big hit. People came in from out of town. We went over and saw the Keeper. It was a really big hit. Do you continue to book private events at Exploration Place?
Yes, we do. In common with a lot of museums and attractions, you're always, you know, we've made this huge investment in the facility, and just using it as much as possible is always a good idea. So I think we've had, over the years, about 400 people have been married at Exploration Place. So we've become one of the go-to wedding venues in town. High school reunions, we've had proms, we've had corporate events, etc. Particularly in the evening times, it's a really good way of using this community facility.
Where are you from?
My family now, they think I talk like an American, but I haven't completely lost my English accent. I was originally born in a town called Burnley, which is in the north of England, near Manchester.
So how do you get to the U.S.? How do you get to America then?
Museums became my calling in life. I got a job in a museum when I was 16, and that's all I've ever done and all I've ever loved. And that passion took me through college. I got a museum studies degree, and I was running the National Museum of Aviation in Scotland, and I got the opportunity to come to America. There's a very big air show in Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Yeah,
every
Oshkosh,
year.
You
There's
bet.
10,000 planes fly in there, 750,000 people show up, and associated with that event is an amazing aviation museum there in Oshkosh, and that's what brought me to the U.S. was the opportunity to run that. And I've been here 25 years now. I actually got my citizenship last year. It took me a while, but eventually I felt that I wanted to be an American. And it's probably interesting to just dwell on that a minute, because when I first came on day one, I would have said, no way am I ever going to be an American, because I'm British. I'm proud. I love my country.
Sure, absolutely.
But genuinely, America won me over. Just the experience of being here. It's not a perfect country, but it's the best one I've found so far. And I felt like I'd just reached this point where I wanted to be able to vote. I wanted to be a full part of the community rather than a welcomed guest. And I will also say I felt very welcomed from day one in America. It's been a great experience for me.
I think a lot of people, we've been in this immigration thing that's been going on for several years. A lot of people don't realize that about 99% of us are people, our ancestors came from somewhere else. We do have a few Native Americans.
Yeah.
But everybody.
By the way, that citizenship test,
yeah,
was not easy. I have a history degree, so I think but I had to really study for that. There were some tough questions, and it is not like, you know, just study for 30 minutes and you've got it. I was days on that thing.
Well, my friends are lucky we were born here then, I guess. Well, listen, we're almost out of time. What's the biggest challenge you have?
That's a great question. Right now, my biggest challenge is I feel I'm doing two jobs at once. I'm doing my regular job running Exploration Place, at the same time, we're in this major construction, and I've got to imagine what Exploration Place is going to be in the future. So we'll be opening in spring. Spring break is the time people should expect the big expansion. I think it's going to...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Roughly double, certainly the footprint of Exploration Place, I think it's going to double our attendance. So right now I'm working really hard, you know, completing construction, got a little bit of fundraising to do, and also getting ready for the new operation.
Hey, listen, thanks for spending some time with us. We appreciate it. Our guest is Exploration Place President, CEO, and American citizen, Adam Smith. That's all for this edition of Issues 2025. We'll be back next week. Thanks for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.